Good morning and welcome to Renovating in WA. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Sue Daly from Into Property and Matthew Walsh from Trevor's Carpets, proud station sponsors. How are we?
Well.
Very good.
Okay, so the name gives it away. We're talking about flooring. What
yes.
do we need to know about flooring when we are renovating a home?
How about what kinds of flooring we can choose from, like carpet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what types are there? So,
okay.
So we'll start from the beginning. Is carpet the most popular choice?
Look, carpet, yes, still predominantly in people's houses, you'll find carpet in their bedrooms. Not so much through the whole house like it used to be probably 20 or 30 years ago, fortunately. But yeah, carpet definitely is still a major thing that people have in their house. They like the comfort and the softness side of things. Warmth also. And it's a practical floor covering that's generally not too expensive.
Yep, and it's good for your acoustics as well. We spoke about home cinemas in one of our episodes and how getting the acoustics right. So carpet is used in the home cinemas. And as you say, warmth underfoot and things like that. But there's so many to choose from, isn't there?
There is. Look, generally carpet, there's four styles, I suppose, of out of the broad range of what you can get. There's loopholes, which a lot of people would remember as Berber carpets or Sisal sort of styles. There's plush pile carpets, so the ones where you see all the vacuum marks and look nice and soft, but if you've got OCD, maybe not, because it's all got to be the one direction.
Yes.
You get twist pile carpets as well. They're a good, probably practical carpet. They suit the softness side of things for most people, but aren't too high maintenance. There's also cut and loop carpets that you can get. A lot of people would remember those more as a style their grandma had, the sort of swirly, wavy patterns.
Oh, yes.
There's certainly modern takes on those nowadays, but they're generally the way that the four different styles that there are carpet.
Yeah, my first house had that one.
Mm.
Yes.
All through.
And there's and of course, you get them, there's wool, there's nylon, there's polyester.
Polyester and also polypropylene.
That's the one I forget.
So tell us, what's the advantage of any of these materials?
Look, basically with carpet, the different materials are reflective within their costs. Polypropylene's the cheapest sort of carpets. They're very easy to keep clean. Their downside is they don't have much of a durability in the fibre. So you'll never wear the carpet away, but it has no memory. So when you put your furniture and things on there, as soon as you take it away, those indents and impressions stay in there. The next fibre up in the scale would be polyester. It's then got a bit of a fibre to it. Again, really easy to keep clean. Most average lifespan is probably 5 to 10 years with a polyester carpet. You then get into nylons and solution dyed nylons, which are more of the modern sort of fibres. They're really easy to keep clean. Most commercial carpet nowadays is a solution dyed nylon. Keeps its structure really well, so it gives you a good life without being overly expensive.
They're a good one for rental properties as well.
Absolutely.
That we use, so that, you've got that 10 years plus lifespan, so that with a rental property you need that. So,
And then top of the fibre in terms of appearance retention is still wool. So wool carpet will always look the best for the longest period of time. Downside to wool is obviously it's a little bit hard to keep clean. Again, good maintenance. Make sure if you do spill anything on it, you get to it quickly.
Okay. Have you seen a clean sheet?
Exactly.
Everything sticks. So.
That's it. So.
And I suppose then there's the downsides to carpet as well. A lot of people that have allergies or asthma or something like that, they tend to keep away. So I suppose the biggest downfall with carpet is dust.
Yeah, look, a little bit. It's something that's a little bit of a misnomer in terms of carpets and dust allergies. Obviously can happen, but we tend to find that people who do have allergies to dust mites and that will have far more problems with their bedding than they will with their flooring. So carpet is actually, it'll hold the dust, which isn't particularly good, but a good vacuum cleaner will get it out. Sometimes a hard floor covering, that dust still settles on the floor, and as you walk through it, you kick it up into the air. So it's not, it is a bit of a urban myth that carpet.
But it's the
really
regular
bad.
Cleaning, I suppose, then.
But
that
you've got to keep it
on any flooring.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. If you see dust on a hardwood floor, you're more likely to clean it up, whereas if it's in carpet, you don't really see it.
There.
So, it just sits there. Can we talk about the glues and you know, what it is that's in the carpet, that if we're talking about allergies and so forth. I know if I go into a carpet store, I can't breathe, you know, because of my asthma. A place I was working at, a studio, they had redone all the floors, and whatever the glue or whatever it was that they used, you know, there were quite a few, you know, we couldn't breathe for quite some time. What is the process? Are there different standards now for different products that are used? And is there a certain amount of time after the laying of the carpet that the house needs to be ventilated?
Yeah, look, it's called off-gassing, I suppose, is the terminology for it. In terms of the glues and that used, it's mainly latex base that they put into carpets when the carpets are manufactured. Look, most people, within a couple of days, it's that sort of new carpet smell, a bit like a new car smell or anything, has actually disappeared. Different people, different ways in terms of how it does affect them. But in terms of standards, everything that gets sold in Australia has to pass an environmental rating. Now, there is different scales of that. There's EO, E1, E2, but they all have to meet the standards. But there are, yes, certain more slightly greener concepts in that sense that are lower VOCs. But
So that's something to consider if you do have allergies. Correct. Or some kind of respiratory issues, to go for a lower VOC. Can. Yeah,
and I suppose that's why one of my favourite floorings is the vinyl planking, because you don't have that, the longevity of it. I mean, vinyl planking, predominantly the loose lay version of it, you get that in so many varieties. You can have stone looks, you can have timber looks. It's a commercial grade product. That's basically where it started from, was in actually commercial environments, and it's actually been brought to the residential market now, and it's just exploded, really, hasn't it? And the beauty of them is that you can get different length planks, stone look, timber look. There's
parquetry, you name it.
Yeah. It's quiet, so you've got the beautiful acoustics on there as well. So it's a quiet flooring. It's soft underfoot. It's warm underfoot. It's not cold like your tiles. With the loose lay, it's easy. If you damage it, then it's easy to actually replace a single tile, as we call it.
Certainly in rental markets, and that's a good idea. A lot of traditional flooring, timber, laminates, those sorts of things, you never damage the board at the edge of the floor. No. You always damage the one in the middle. So to get to that board's change, and they are changeable, but certainly vinyl planks, have massively improved that market in terms of changeability without having to completely redo things.
And where does vinyl planking sit in the price scheme of things?
Similar to carpet?
Yeah, a little bit more. Again, carpets can vary from $30 to $130 a square metre.
Yeah, right.
Vinyl planks generally sit anywhere from sort of about $60 up to $140, $150, depending on how.
So it's where you'd expect.
That's it, how intricate you want to get. The good thing about vinyl planks is you can design your own floor. You can make patterns in it. You can get tradespeople who can carve circles in there. You could have part of it on a herringbone, and you can have it on walls. It really is quite a universal,
creative product.
It's a very creative, definitely creative product.
Wow.
And the beauty of it is, I suppose, you've got that airing time that you need for the glues that you're talking about for someone like yourself, but they don't tend to have that longevity of smell, because I know we've gone straight in the day after and there's nothing that stayed there. And they stay semi-adhesive when you heat it up and pull a tile up. Yep. It stays tacky, it's easy to pick one up, put one down. I suppose the only downside I would think to vinyl planking personally would be heavy items that would leave indents. Any chance we can just heat that up and it might lift up a little bit?
Look, a little. You'd be more a case of if you've had a grand piano on there.
Correct.
You'd have a couple of spare boards sitting in your cupboard, because they're flat, so they store pretty easy. In terms of if you do have damage, pull that one damage board out, put another one back in.
And I would recommend, if you do go for the vinyl planking, buy a couple of extra boxes so you've got them there as backups, because if they do change colours or something like that, but it's definitely worth having a few extra boxes. So, but a lot of people get confused when I mention vinyl planking about vinyl.
Correct, yeah. Vinyl and vinyl planking has tried to, they call it LVT out there a lot, because they're trying to distance themselves from that word vinyl.
So vinyl is like lino, is that?
A little bit, yeah. So the old school lino that in a lot of 60s and 70s houses that you'll see curl up at the walls and things.
And the ripples as they go through.
That's it. They are still a good product. And sheet vinyl goes into a lot of new houses, sort of first home buyers' houses. It's a good economical large floor covering. So I mean a vinyl sheet, so the ones that come mm-hmm. in 4 metre wide rolls. Very cheap, very practical. Roll it out on the floor, you've got your whole floor covered.
Well, what's the longevity? What were you thinking of for them?
Look, it really comes down to how they're treated.
Yeah.
I've seen them last people the day they move in. They've got their fridge, they've given it a big squeeze on the floor and
easily
torn
damaged.
A hole in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen it last people 8 to 10 years. But as a general rule, it's a basic starting flooring. So you'd normally say to somebody it's going to last them 3 to 5 years before they would change it.
Right.
And the LVT, that's a new one on me. What's that stand
Luxury
for?
Vinyl tile.
Luxury vinyl tile.
So there you are.
I'll have
so
to start using that then, won't
yes.
I? Okay.
Yeah. So just
sounds
a different,
much better.
That's just a different name for vinyl plank. But just to try and help people get over that bit of a stigma that old vinyl used to have.
Okay.
And like everything modern, it's even vinyls nowadays are a lot better. The patterns are better. The colours are better. You get a lot of people walking in even to the cheap vinyl floors and they look like timber floors.
Correct.
People go, I love your timber floor. They're not, they're vinyl, but they still have that great look.
So you can have the look of timber without the noise of timber, without the scratching of timber. So
let's talk about timber then.
Yeah, we'll go into timber.
Yeah, look, timber, obviously the very traditional flooring, certainly WA Jarrah and things like that are very popular. Nowadays, generally it's engineered timber that gets installed, so it uses a thin layer of timber on top, so anywhere between 2 and 4 mil of the actual dress timber. Mm-hmm. You've then, in the backing, got a hard core of either a birch or hevier sort of core. They can be laid, stuck down to the floor like a traditional sort of plank on ply floor, or they can be laid as a floating floor either way. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, the colours are limitless. You basically have oaks are the main ones that you get. You still get your traditional sort of spotted gums and Jarrahs and Marys and black butts and things, but nowadays a lot of the market is the Hamptons look, I suppose, is what's very popular.
Yes.
It's that sort of whitewashed timber.
Cleaner and
that's it. And those are oak floors, so they're very easy. They're all oak, it's just a stain that goes over the top of them. Obviously, with timber, downside is they will mark dent and scratch. It is a timber floor, like a timber table, so always put little.
And water
felt in it
is
underneath.
Their enemy?
It is, yeah. If water, be it engineered timber or timber laminate, water, yes, you've got to be a lot more careful with it. If you're used to mopping tiles where you sort of stick the mop in the bucket and drag it across the floor, you can't do that. It's got to be a dry mop. So with any timber floor, the drier the mop, it just sort of to get the dust off.
That's where the benefit of vinyl, the luxury vinyl tiles comes into it. You can actually have that look, but you don't have an issue with water. And I suppose as well, because they can be used in areas like kitchens and laundries, they can cope with some moisture issues.
Yep.
Wouldn't recommend them for wet areas, going back to the luxury vinyl tile.
Just not bathrooms. Bathrooms is hard to do. Yeah. It comes down to sealing
all the moisture. But so they can cope with moisture, whereas the timber... I've seen too many of them where people have had a pipe burst in their kitchen. They've got solid Maori floors. And, they've had to have the whole floor replaced, because what happens with that is if you do have water, it goes under the timber. And then what happens is that moisture starts from the base and works all its way up, whether it's engineered timber. Timber laminate would easily be the same, would it?
Yeah, correct.
Bamboo, is that a similar issue? Is that still around, popular?
Look, bamboo is still around. It's probably a little bit less popular. It was sort of came in as the whiz-bang thing a few years ago. 10 years ago now. Mm. Look, it's a very hard, very durable flooring. What we have found in the Australian climate, certainly Perth's climate, doesn't suit it very well. Timber and timber laminate, generally the rates of expansion and that are pretty consistent. With bamboo, it'll grow and it will shrink. Mm. So it means the installation side of things is a lot harder. You've got to, with laminate floors or engineered timber, you can basically lay your whole house with none of those expansion joints in the middle of it. Bamboo, you've really got to compartmentalise your house and make little areas of sort of one area of flooring to make it good. But it is still out there, but on the popularity scale, it's a long way down.
Mm. So you mentioned the cost of the carpet, the luxury vinyl tile. We'll stick to that one. What with the wood flooring, it's a bigger range though, isn't it, of price?
Yeah, look, it starts higher. You're starting from probably $80 a square metre upwards to get them in light supply and install, and top out, yes, 150, 160, and even above some of them.
And then, of course, the real timber starts literally, I think, from around about that 120 mark for the raw timber, so not the engineered. This is solid timber. You'd be looking at 120 a square metre. plus. So yeah. you do have the cost. So for me, I suppose the best thing I can say is with timber, there's a lot of maintenance. If once it is scratched and once it's got gouges in it and once the seal's worn off, the only way to bring that back to life is to empty all the furniture off it, get someone in to sand it back, and then reseal it. So it is a big maintenance issue there. Carpet, obviously, that's a lot easier to maintain. It's a lot, you can just get the cleaners in. And then the vinyl planking is probably the easiest to maintain out of all of it. So,
And if you do have some damage, easier to repair.
They are easier to repair, yeah.
So, and that's the beauty of it. So I suppose that's why at the moment for me luxury vinyl tiles is one of my more popular products for clients, because it may cost that little bit more than carpet, but they see the benefits of the maintenance and the upkeep, the longevity of the product. And with rental clients, we've used that a lot now as well. So it's becoming, I suppose, what's in at the moment. Would you say that's the most popular product at the moment? Or?
Look, it is. It's certainly gaining a lot of popularity as people see it in bigger areas and they see it actually in installations. They put it, again, in terms of how hard-wearing that it is. It can go into restaurants. It can go into shops. It really does have that durability of a commercial product, but it still feels homely, still looks very...
And you've probably walked on it through hospitals and places like that and not realised you've ever been walking on vinyl planking, but it's through all those places as well.
And like everything, in every stage of your renovation, do some planning, do some research, and then you'll be fine.
And talk to the suppliers.
And have a great contractor.
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us again on Renovating in WA. Sue Daly from Into Property and Matthew Walsh from Trevor's Carpets, proud station sponsors.
Thank you, Sally.